Olympics 2008 from guardian.co.uk.
This is Ian Pryor at day 5 of the Beijing Olympics. Well, sometime soon we're going to get bored talking about Michael Phelps, but not just yet. This morning he became the most successful Olympian of all time, it's now 11 golds in total for the man from Baltimore. Today was in the 200-meter butterfly and the 4x200-meter freestyle relay, both of which he managed to break world records. And again, the pool's been extraordinary today. The first four finals delivered world records. Phelps' first one was by a very, very narrow margin, just 0.06 of a second, but the relay was an absolute procession. He swam the opening leg for the US and was so far ahead of the field that the race was over at that point.
Ian, it's been another successful morning for Great Britain.
Good start so far, and again it's the women cyclists who provided. This time it was Emma Pooley who took silver in the women's time trial on the roads this morning, and that's to add to Nicole Cook's gold in the women's road race just the other day. Pooley had a great time, finishing 35:16.01 behind Kirsten Armstrong of the United States. Cook came in 15th.
And that followed on, obviously, from a trio of medals for Great Britain yesterday as well.
Yes, a silver and two bronzes for Great Britain yesterday. The silver was from David Florence in the C1 class canoeist yesterday afternoon, and that was followed swiftly by two bronzes in the equestrian events. One of these was quite unexpected, Tina Cooks in the individual category. Tina Cook is only here because both Zara Phillips and Lucy Mugirsma, her former teammates, dropped out before the Games. So that's a real bonus for Britain. They also wrapped up the bronze in the team event.
There's been some concerning news away from the sport this morning.
Well, BOCOG, the organising committee, have been very keen to stress from the start that journalists have absolute freedom to speak to who they want and to go where they like while they're in Beijing, and they claim that applies to both Chinese and Western journalists. But this morning this was very much proved not to be the case. John Ray, who's a China-based journalist for ITV News, was interviewing some protesters in Beijing's ethnic minorities park, which is just not very far from the Olympic venues. There was a Free Tibet protest of some kind going on, and the police intervened at that point. They knocked Ray to the ground, and in his own words, he was roughed up. They dragged me, pulled me, and knocked me to the ground. They then arrested him, put him in the back of a police van where they repeatedly questioned him as to what his opinion of Tibet was. Now, this is very bad news for the organisers, because press freedom has obviously been one of the big issues in the build-up to the Games. And like I say, they've been very keen to point out the level of access everyone has to both ordinary Beijingers in or outside the Olympic zone. And they'll be really embarrassed by this. And we're yet to get a reaction from BOCOG, but that'll come in due course.
For the latest reports, medals, tables, pictures and blogs from Beijing, go to guardian.co.uk/Olympics.